Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. Today is 28th May 2018, Monday. May you be a victorious jewel who remains unshakable, adole, in the midst of upheaval by having faith in the intellect, Nishchay. Faith and victory, Nishchay and Vijay, are firm companions of each other. Where there is faith, Nishchay, victory is definitely guaranteed, because you have the faith that Father is the Almighty Authority and you are a Master Almighty Authority. So, where else would victory go? Those who have such faith in the intellect can never be defeated. When the foundation of faith is strong, no storm can shake you. To remain unshakable in the midst of upheaval is known as being a victorious jewel by having faith in the intellect. Therefore, do not have faith in just the Father, but let there be faith in yourselves and also in the drama. So this is today's Vardhan. English translation of the Murli is repeatedly using one word, faith for Nishchay. Faith for Nishchay. But I was thinking, is it the right word for Nishchay? There are four similar words in English. First is belief. Is belief Nishchay? One. Second, faith. Is faith the Nishchay? Third, trust. Is trust the Nishchay? And fourth, confidence. Now tell me, which is the word which is coming most near to Nishchay? In all the English Murli, they have used the word faith for Nishchay. So, first of all, what is the difference between these four things? Is belief same as faith? Is faith same as trust? Is trust same as confidence? In Hindi, there are different words like Nishchay, Vishwas, Shraddha. Are these the similar words? Or there is some nuances, some differences? So, when we say Nishchay, Baba says, if you have Nishchay in Baba, in yourselves, in drama, your victory is guaranteed. It cannot happen that you will not win when you have Nishchay. We have heard this word time and again in most of the Sakar Murlis, Avyakta Murlis, the word Nishchay. So, out of these four, now tell me, which is the nearest word to Nishchay? English Murli have used the word faith. All the English Murli, they use the word faith. But what could be the most nearest? Belief. Now we'll come to belief. Now belief is something which is blind. Belief can be very blind, you know, blind belief. You believe that Hanumanji is God. I believe Ramji is God. Somebody believes Jesus Christ is God. Somebody believes Mahatma Buddha is God. Buddha himself said, do not believe in anything just because you have read it somewhere, just because it is written in scriptures, just because it is hallowed by traditions. Do not believe. Find the truth yourself. So he is talking against belief. He said, never go into any and surrender unto any human beings. Buddhism is one religion where there is no God. H.G. Wells has rightly said about Mahatma Buddha that he is the most ungodly person and yet most godly. Because he didn't believe in God, he didn't talk about God. He was silent. Buddhism is silent on God. But yet, now when God is eliminated, all responsibility rests upon you. That's why you see that during those times Buddhism flourished. At the same time Hinduism was there, but still Buddhism flourished, because in Hinduism there had come a sort of lassitude. Because belief started. So belief is something which is dangerous. Belief is very dangerous, because you believe and you want your children to believe that. You believe in as Ram as God, and the moment your child is born in one family, they start hammering him that you believe Ram as God, you believe Ram as God. And he enters schools and he finds somebody is Christian, and that Christian doesn't believe in Ram, and there is a conflict in the mind. Now who is God? He comes into contact with a Muslim friend, and Muslim friend says, all this idolatry, this is all nonsense. Rigmarole, just get rid of these all statues. So he is confused. So belief cannot be the thing. So it is not belief. Okay. Now Baba has used the word faith. Okay, faith is a better word. It means in English Murli, though Baba has never mentioned the word faith anywhere. He has always used the word Nishchay. English translation of the faith even Baba has not used. Just as in Murli's it always come follow fathers. Sadguru and you are followers. He has never said you are chela, you are disciples. But there are some English word Baba has always used, only English words. Like he has never even said you are followers, means less he has said. He has always said those who follow. You are those who follow. He has used the word follower at very not much. So, okay, faith is a good, but again there is something which is known as blind faith. Andhavishwas. These both, you use the word vishwas. But there is something which is known as andhavishwas. So this faith sometimes can turn into blind faith. So nishchaya is something else. Now come to the word confidence. Now confidence is a general word. I have confidence in myself. But we never say I have confidence in God. Less often used. So nishchaya word cannot be translated as confidence. There is one word, trust. This is a very positive word. Though there is something known as mistrust also, but then still, trust is a very strong word. But I will still not say that it can be used for nishchaya. Nishchaya is nishchaya. It is not even trust, it is not even faith, it is not even belief, it is not even confidence. But it is something beyond that. There is one word in Hindi which can come very near to nishchaya, and that is shraddha. Because there is no opposite word for shraddha. Trust, ashraddha, ashraddhalu, that is andashraddha. Okay. But shraddha is still a very, very positive word, they say. Okay. So, out of, I don't know which word to use for nishchaya out of all this. Some adjective before? Before. But then again, if I say, I have firm faith in something, but then he has some firm faith in somebody else. Everybody is having different opinion. What is your belief system is different from his belief system. I am born, Swami Vivekananda has given an example in one of his American lectures. He said, suppose you are born in a place where it continuously rains and you are staying in some hut, and the moment it rains, everything becomes muddy in your house. So your imagination, your concept about heaven is that place where there is no rain. Okay, that is your belief system. Now there is one more person, he is living in a desert and there is no rain, and there is a parched up land, and he feels the heaven is some place where there should be rain. Now there are two different belief systems. Now these two cannot come together. So you cannot say that this is this and that. Every person is different. So in the similar manner, even faith, his faith is in something, his faith is my faith, your faith. There is no something like the faith. My way, your way, no the way. My trust, your trust. So we never know, I don't know what word to use, and I think even in English Murli they should retain the word nishchaya only, rather than translating it as faith. Just as they do not change the word bhasna. They always keep it as bhasna in English Murli. Bhasna means there is no word. Sanskar, there is no word for sanskar in English. Dharm, there is no word for dharm in English. Religion is not the translation of the word dharm. Religion is a very small word. Dharm is an entirely different thing. So Baba is saying us that you should have nishchaya in three things. First, God. Second, yourselves. Third, Dharma. Which is the most important out of these three? Myself. In self. If I don't have nishchaya in myself, I cannot have nishchaya in him. Nor not to talk of Dharma. Dharma is a far cry. First nishchaya in myself, who I am, what I am, what I have to do. I can do this nishchaya. It is possible for me to do this. So first nishchaya is nishchaya in our own strength, our own powers, our own potential. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. Education is the manifestation of perfection already in man. Religion is the manifestation of divinity already in man. These are the two definitions of religion and education. So, nishchaya means, yes, I can do it. I have the strength, I have the potential, I have the powers, I have unprecedented powers to do this. All the universe will conspire if you have some wish in your heart. universe will conspire to make your dream come true. In the book Alchemist, Paulo Coelho, he has said this through the mouth of one king. In that book, there is one shepherd, his name is Santiago, and he dreams one day that there is some hidden treasure somewhere. And he wakes up, and old woman tells him that this dream is something pointing towards the treasure hidden in the Egypt. Go there. So he starts his journey. And it is shown how he goes from one person to another. Then he meets an alchemist. Then he meets a king. And that king says him this statement, which is the crux of that entire book, Alchemist. The king tells him, if you really desire something in your heart, the entire universe will conspire, Shadyantra, will conspire to make that dream come true. And he ultimately reaches the pyramids of Egypt. But he meets robbers, and those robbers tell him that the treasure is not here. Treasure is there in that dilapidated church where you used to live. You have made such a big journey, but the treasure is where you were there. It is hidden there only. In vain you came here. So the first trust, the first faith, the first confidence or first belief is in me, in myself. I can do this. Nothing is impossible for me. I remember Dr. Ashok Mehta sir is here. Whether he remembers or not, I don't know. But when I was in BSES MG Hospital, he has sent me an SMS. And that SMS was so strong, it was a quotation. He didn't mention who has said this, but he had sent me a quotation. And the quotation was, if you want to shine like the sun, you must first burn like the sun. If you want to shine like the sun, you must first burn like the sun. I remember when I had received this SMS, I was sitting in Baba's room in BSES MG Hospital. Ground floor, there is a small Baba room at the entrance. I was sitting there at night, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. in the year 2007, I think, or 8, 2008. So I had received that SMS. If you want to shine like the sun, you must burn like the sun. You will have to tolerate, you will have to burn. Then only you can shine. So that confidence that yes, I can shine like the sun. So that was a very, very inspiring message for me long back. So trust in oneself, faith in oneself, belief in oneself, self-confidence. Again, I will quote Vivekananda. He has said somewhere, if you have faith in all the 33 millions of gods, and if you have no faith in yourself, success will not come to you. You believe in all the 33 koti devi devta, 300 millions of deities, but if you have no faith in yourselves, you will not achieve success. So first is the faith in ourselves. Second is then faith in God. Faith in Baba, that He is with me, He is my canopy, and He is there where I am, and He is protecting me, and He is the sermonizer of Gita, and He is the benefactor, and He is the liberator, and He has come to take me. All these things come later on. First in myself, then in Him. And our belief should not be an Andhashraddha. Not because somebody, Tom, Dick or Harry is telling me, believe this is God. No. It should come out of my personal experience. It should come out of my deep personal experience. I remember that day, sir was talking about Acharya Rajneesh. He has said somewhere that I do not believe in rebirth. But I don't believe in rebirth because these people have said. Because it is there written in the scriptures. I do not believe in rebirth because of these reasons. I believe in rebirth because I recall my own rebirth. He said this, ki I recall my own rebirth. He said about many few hundred years ago when the Bodhidharma was there. And he was in the 6th century. And Bodhidharma was the first person from India who went to China to take Buddhism. He said, I was with Bodhidharma for 3 months as his disciple, as his friend. And he asked me, whatever questions he asked me, I never asked him any questions. He used to tell, Do you have any questions? I used to say, I have no questions. If you have any question, then ask. He used to tell his guru. So he said, I have remembered this. This was my past birth. That's why I believe in rebirth. If I am there, I believe. Otherwise, I will not believe. So, spirituality is like that only. Not because soul is there, atma is there, this is paramatma and this is that and this is not like that. What is my experience? Have I experienced soul? Have I seen my previous births? Jati smaran. Have I seen myself in the golden age? No. So if I have not, then why should I believe? But yes, there is one more system here which science tells, or the religious people says, if suppose this is the wall, okay, and one person is sitting here and I am sitting here. I do not know that other person is sitting here. And that person doesn't know that I am sitting here. But that person is sitting. Now I am told, imagine that person is sitting there and give him vibrations. I say, why I should believe? That person says, why I should believe that other person is sitting? But then it is the truth that other person is sitting. And who is telling this? The one who knows both. Now this is a concept which is even beyond that. Even beyond that Vishwas. Now God is telling us something which is the ultimate truth and which nobody knows. Now even if I do not know that other person is sitting there, I have to believe. Because why? Because God is telling this. Now this is an entirely different concept. He is telling the final thing, that this age is of, Yuga is of 5000 years. He is telling me that you were deities. Now one thing I can say, I don't remember, why should I believe? First let me see my birth was. But now who is telling? The one who knows both. So this is an entirely different concept. But that yet the first concept should be there. We should come to faith through doubt, not suddenly. Keep on suspecting this knowledge. Why this? Why this? Why this? And then come to faith. Suddenly don't accept anything. Because once you accept, everything finishes. No journey. No curiosity. No inquisitiveness. You should have that curiosity. What is this? What is this? What is this? Why Baba said this? Why Baba said that? Because whatever he is saying is so deep, so deep. Sometimes I feel how Baba is talking all of these things. I didn't know that Privy Pass. Once it had come in Murli. What is Privy Pass? I had to search dictionary. I had to search. Then I understood during the Indira Gandhi's time what that Privy Pass and that all those things were there. So many things come. Decree. What is decree? I didn't know this. I had to search. Then I found decree means order. So such English words or such Hindi words Baba uses, we have no idea of them. We have to search them. So suspect. So trust in Baba. And the last is trust in, or faith in this drama. That whatever is happening in this drama is Kalyankari. Now again, who is saying this? He is saying. Okay. So three faiths, or three trust, three nishchay, and then the vijay, then the victory is guaranteed. It cannot happen that you have trust and you cannot become triumphant. You will become victorious because it is He who is saying this. Om Shanti.